And now, today's news. U.S. President Barack Obama says he wants to take the U.S. relationship with China to a new level. Mr. Obama met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing Tuesday. Mr. Obama said, "When the United States and China are able to work together effectively, the whole world benefits." The two leaders will also hold private talks tomorrow. Their meetings are taking place alongside the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit, which China is hosting. Delegates to the summit gave partial approval to a China-led free trade zone. China has been pushing for the establishment of a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific, or FTAP. The U.S. has proposed a similar free trade area that does not include China. President Xi called support for the China-led free trade group historic. President Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin have also met briefly in Beijing. They discussed a few world issues on which their governments do not agree. A U.S. national security official said the issues included Iran, Syria, and Ukraine. She did not provide additional details. Mr. Putin's spokesman made similar comments. NATO's military commander expressed concern Tuesday about an increasing flow of weapons to pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. Air Force General Philip Breedlove spoke to reporters at a NATO airbase near Naples, Italy. He said he was concerned about the increased movement of military equipment into eastern Ukraine. The NATO commander said at least 250 to 300 Russian troops remain inside eastern Ukraine, helping the separatists. He also said Russia is moving forces capable of nuclear weapons use into Crimea. Russia annexed the Ukrainian territory in March. Russia has repeatedly denied any official military involvement in Ukraine. A South Korean court has found the captain of a passenger boat guilty of negligence in a deadly sinking in April. The court sentenced Lee Jun-suk to 36 years in prison. The seawall sank in April while carrying hundreds of people, mostly schoolchildren. Video recovered later showed members of the seawall crew leaving the sinking boat while many schoolchildren were still on board. 295 bodies have been recovered in the 7 months since the sinking. Judges cleared the captain of a homicide charge that could have resulted in the death penalty. The ferry's chief engineer was found guilty of homicide for not helping two injured crew members. He received a sentence of 30 years in prison. Another 13 crew members received sentences from 5 to 20 years. I'm Katie Weaver. Words in the news. Partial, adjective, not complete or total. Annex, verb, to add an area or region to a country, state, etc. To take control of a territory or place. Negligence, noun, failure to take the care that a responsible person usually takes. Lack of normal care or attention. On board. Idiom. In or on a vehicle. Homicide. Noun. The act of killing another person. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, Write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.